The colorful town of Springfield. In school, Bart writes out lines on the blackboard. I will not prescribe medication. As the bell rings, he zooms off on his skateboard. At the nuclear power plant, Homer leaves after another day's work, unaware of the plutonium wedged in his clothes. Marge and baby Maggie make their way home from the supermarket, whilst Lisa gets kicked out of music class for improvising on her saxophone. Homer feels the plutonium down the back of his shirt and throws it out of his car window, just as Bart's skating along a busy pavement. Bart skateboards across a road seconds before a car speeds past. It seems to be driven by Maggie, but it's actually Marge at the wheel. Homer narrowly avoids being run over by the entire family. Then he, Marge, and Bart run right off the edge of the film frames before taking their seats on the sofa with Maggie and Lisa. Created by Matt Groening. Developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, and Sam Simon. A school carnival.
Principal Skinner, the happiest place on earth is a registered Disneyland copyright.
Well, gentlemen, it's just a small school carnival.
And it's heading for a great big lawsuit. You made a big mistake, Skinner.
Well, so did you. You got an ex-Green Beret mad.
Skinner decks two of the Disney lawyers with his martial arts moves, then throws a briefcase at the third one who's running away, hitting him on the head.
Copyright expired.
And begin!
This sucks!
Pick the red, get ahead. Pick the black, set you back.
I don't recall authorizing this booth.
Goodbye, gentlemen.
Get your haggis right here. Chopped heart and lungs. Boiled in a wee sheep's stomach. Tastes as good as it sounds. Good for what ails you. Hey.
I guess your age and weight booth.
I'd say 53 years old and 420 pounds.
Ha ha, you lose. 36 and 239. Mm.
Hey, Auto Man, I dare you to make this go faster.
Ooh, challenge accepted.
Auto speeds up a ride till one of the cars flies off and crashes into the school.
I'll be in Mexico till this thing blows over.
Oh boy, a spook house.
Milhouse goes inside.
Hand over all your money.
Was it scary?
Uh-huh.
Oh, baby. Uh-oh.
Lisa's having a caricature drawn.
So, girly, you like roller skating?
No.
Yeah, everybody loves roller skating. Okay, you can turn around now.
The artist's drawn Lisa as a funny cartoon on roller skates.
Oh my god, I'm ugly.
Now in a moment we'll be raffling off our grand prize. A ride on the famous Duff Beer Blimp.
A ride on the Duff Blimp.
You see the circular pattern on those fields? That's from central pivot irrigation.
Wow.
Now let's see what's happening at the Super Bowl.
Homer! 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 Homer!
Oops, sorry.
Homer! Homer!
Homer! Homer! Homer!
But first, our second prize winner and the recipient of this handsome shoe buffer, Ned Flanders!
Oh, it's no fair. We'll never have a buffer.
We have one at home. You never use it.
Well, I want that one.
And the winner of the blimp ride is Homer Simpson.
Oh, my God!
Lisa's at home, crying into her pillow.
Hey there, blimpy boy. Flying through the sky so fancy free. Honey, what's wrong?
Dad. Do you think I'm ugly?
What are you talking about? Oh, Lisa, this isn't real. It's just how you might look if you were a cartoon character.
I'm an Ugmo.
Now, that's not true. You're cute as a bug's ear.
Fathers have to say that stuff.
Dad, am I cute as a bug's ear?
No, you're homely as a mule's butt.
There, see?
I'd like to be alone, please.
Homer's at Moe's Tavern.
Moe, have you ever felt unattractive?
No.
How about you, Barney?
Not for a second!
I need help.
Whee! Homer watches a TV on which a father's throwing his young daughter in the air. Whee!
I guess every father thinks his daughter is the cutest.
Well, now there's a way to prove it.
Wow, president of Laramie Cigarettes, Jack Larson.
This year, Laramie is sponsoring the Little Miss Springfield pageant. You see, government regulations prohibit us from advertising on TV. Ah, that sweet Carolina smoke. But they can't prohibit us from holding a beauty pageant for little girls age 7 to 9.
Lisa's age 7 to 9?
Your daughter could be crowned Little Miss Springfield by our host, the maitre d' of Glee, Krusty the Clown.
I heartily endorse this event or product.
What a feeling. I'm as happy as a smoker taking that first puff in the morning.
That could be Lisa.
The Little Miss Springfield pageant. Only $250 to enter.
There's nothing in Homer's wallet except his blimp ride ticket and a photo of Lisa.
Hey, Barney, will you give me $250 for this blimp ticket?
Sure!
Where'd you get all the money?
From some scientist. Since they stopped testing on animals, a guy like me can really clean up.
I'm hideous.
Lisa, I know a song that will cheer you up. There once was an ugly duckling.
So you think I'm ugly?
No. I meant you were one of the good-looking ducks that makes fun of the ugly one.
Lisa, if you could have one wish, what would it be?
To shut myself off from the world and never be seen by human eyes again.
Was your second wish to be entered in the Little Miss Springfield pageant?
What are you talking about?
I sent in an application for you. I couldn't find a big enough photo, so I sent in that funny drawing of you on roller skates.
How could you? I won't do it!
Homer, Lisa's already sensitive about her looks. This is the last thing she needs.
But I think she'll win.
Dad, have you seen the girls they have in those contests? Hubba hubba.
Bart hits himself repeatedly on the head with his shoe, then howls like a wolf.
Hey, nobody's prettier than my little girl.
Oh, you're looking at her through a father's eyes.
Well, if I could gouge out somebody else's eyes and shove them into my sockets, I would. But to me, she's beautiful.
That is so sweet. Honey, no one's going to force you to do anything. But do you know how your father got the money to enter you in this pageant?
Nope.
He sold his ride on the Duff Blimp.
But that ride meant everything to him.
Hey there, Blimpy boy. Flying through the sky so fancy free.
I'll do it.
Did you see Tina Epstein?
Whoa, if you're gonna binge, you better purge.
Uh-oh.
A glamorous little girl wearing sunglasses.
Amber Dempsey.
In the same week she was Pork Princess and Little Miss Kosher.
She is beautiful.
Wait, she's about to bring out the big guns.
Eyelash implants.
I thought those were illegal.
Not in Paraguay.
There's no way I can beat this girl. She's the Jack Nicklaus of the pageant circuit.
No, I don't know that she's as attractive as Jack Nicklaus.
Marge has a fantasy about Jack Nicklaus bending over a golf hole.
I meant because they both win all the time, Mom.
Oh, well, yes, that's what I meant, too. Well, tell you what. This afternoon, I'll take you to the beauty parlor and show you just how lovely you can be.
And later, I'll teach you the tricks of the trade. Taping your swimsuit to your butt, petroleum jelly on your teeth for that frictionless smile, and the ancient art of padding.
At a beauty salon...
Are we done?
We are just warming up.
Isn't this dangerous?
Don't worry. I am well protected.
Various new hairstyles are tried out on Lisa until her original one is settled upon.
Boy, when Lisa comes in, I want you to make a big fuss over how she looks.
She'll see through me like Grandma's underpants.
No, she won't. When it comes to compliments, women are ravenous, blood-sucking monsters, always wanting more. More! More! And if you give it to them, you'll get plenty back in return.
Like what?
I'll tell you when you're older.
Homer thinks about Marge mowing the lawn. Lisa and Marge come in.
Is that Lisa? Ooh, I gotta call heaven. There's an angel missing.
And who's your little school friend? Wait a minute. That's Mom!
Oh my goodness, how good.
Nice, thank you.
I know two fellows who are gonna get a special dinner tonight.
Homer and Bart high five.
Hey, hey.
Woohoo! Dad, do you know anything else about women?
Nope, that's it.
To Bart.
Hey, Brushhead, you've been nursing that thing for an hour.
You know, I was just wondering how someone who works in an ice cream store keeps such a trim figure.
I've misjudged you.
A dance rehearsal.
I said step, pause, turn, pause, pivot, step, step. Not step, pause, turn, pause, pivot, step, pause. Oh, shudder.
And the winner is Lisa Simpson. Okay, wipe away a tear. Hug the loser. And now, for your triumphant walk down the runway.
In her high heels, Lisa wobbles and falls over.
It's hopeless. There's nothing to it. Give me those heels. Heel, toe, heel, toe, heel, toe.
Do you really think I can win?
Hey, I'm starting to think I can win.
But those other girls are prettier than me.
Lise. As your brother, this is the hardest thing I've ever had to say. You're not ugly.
Oh, Bart!
At Ye Olde Off-Ramp Inn, the curtain goes up on the Little Miss Springfield pageant.
My name is Amber Dempsey, and when I grow up, I want to be a sweetie pie. Mahasapina Petalon, and tonight I will be playing MacArthur Park on the tabla. No, I'm serious.
Yes, judges, there's your queen.
Who's watching the Quickie Mart?
A drinks machine being stolen.
My name is Lisa Simpson, and I want to be Little Miss Springfield so I can make our town a better place.
Yeah, clean up this stinkhole.
Frosty's about to go on.
Frosty. About time you got here.
Yeah, yeah, what is this, the Republican fundraiser?
Check it out! Feeding the pots! Making a wish! Dreaming a dream!
Little Miss Springfield, which one will it be?
Me!
Oh, that brisket's not sitting right.
And I'll never have that recipe again! Oh, no!
Oh, that just kept going, huh? And now here's Lisa Simpson.
They'll love you just as much as I do.
Thanks, Dad.
Lisa smears some petroleum jelly on her teeth, then walks out on stage. Homer samples the jelly, likes it, then scoops up a whole handful.
Some people say that to love your country is old-fashioned, uncool, real Melvin. Well, to them I say... All beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's a good job in the city. Working for the man every night and day.
Lisa throws some tap dancing into her routine.
This is my favorite part of the pageant because... What does that say? Oh, it gives me a chance to visit with a girl's personality. Personally, Amber, do you think the Bill of Rights is a good thing or a bad thing? Take your time, dear.
Good thing.
Aww.
And now it's time to name our runner-up, who, if the winner doesn't fulfill her duties, blah, 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 wazza, 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 and don't say it'll never happen, because we all remember that thing with what's-her-name, click, click, you know. Okay, the runner-up is...
In the wings, Homer's just finished polishing off the petroleum jelly.
Lisa! Lisa Simpson, which means Amber Dempsey is the new Little Miss Springfield!
Amber hugs Lisa before being crowned.
Tell the losers in her wake, aye, the income she will make. T is for her two-filled mouth. T is for her two-filled mouth.
Coming up next, a new fan that's sweeping the nation. Wasting food.
A man tips some into a bin.
But first, let's join the new Little Miss Springfield, Amber Dempsey, as she helps open the Danish super chain shop.
Scott, everyone is here, from the mayor's illegitimate son to our own Duff Blimp.
Hi, can I drive?
Well, I can't see the harm.
Barney crashes the blimp into a transmitter tower, and it catches fire.
Oh, the humanity! Anyway, to turn on the store's severe tire damage spikes, here's Little Miss Springfield.
It starts to rain.
Oh, dear. It would be a shame if that pretty dress got wet.
I'd say the greater danger is her scepter acting as a lightning rod. Unless it's made out of plastic.
Nope. Metal.
Ladies and gentlemen, Little Miss Springfield has been struck by lightning.
Doctor, what is Amber's condition?
Oh, she'll be fine. In fact, she's already won the Little Miss Intensive Care pageant.
Lisa's crowned.
Congratulations, Lisa. You're the new Little Miss Springfield. Here's your scepter. Oop. Just kidding. Here you go. Oop. Just kidding. I deserve that.
A waxwork of Lisa at the Wax Museum.
That doesn't look like her body.
Torso used to be Dr. Ruth. Her head is on a pike in a chamber of horrors.
Hi, fellas.
Love that chewing gum walk.
Very Wrigley.
As Little Miss Springfield, it's my pleasure to welcome you to America, the land of opportunity.
Actually, they're being deported.
And now, let's give a big Fort Springfield welcome to Mr. Bob Hope.
What's the mayor's name?
Quimby.
Beautiful. Hello, this is Bob. What the hell am I doing in Springfield Hope? Hey, how about that Mayor Quimby? He's some golfer. His golf ball spends more time underwater than Greg Louganis. And now I want to show you what you're fighting for, if there was a war on. Little Miss Springfield. Isn't she beautiful?
Little Miss Springfield.
First Tony Randall cancels, now this.
Hey, what gives here? This is
Hey, set me down at that boat show.
I'm gonna be riding on a pack of cigarettes?
Mm-hmm. Well, you think you're the perfect spokesmodel for Laramie's. It's part of our new campaign. Mmm, classy. You see, Lisa, it's been an unlucky year for Laramie. A lot of the people who smoke our product have been, well, dying. And we need young smokers to take their place.
I don't want to be a spokesperson for a cigarette company.
But you're a role model to young people. And we're thinking of retiring Menthol Moose.
A suit-wearing, cigarette-smoking moose in sunglasses. During the parade, Homer salutes as a troop of men in white coats and peaked caps march by.
Bless you, boys.
Homer, those are ice cream men.
I know.
Lisa smiles and waves from the top of her cigarette float, but becomes horrified when Menthol Moose passes out cigarette packs, and she spots children in the crowd smoking. Even Maggie has a cigarette.
Stop this float!
What's the holdup? Go!
I'm tired of being a corporate shill. From now on, I will speak out against the evils in society, from dog napping to cigarettes.
A newspaper headline reads, Lisa kicks butt.
Is that true?
Let's get him!
Let's get out of here!
Four nerds have invaded the football pitch. Mayor Quimby.
Gentlemen, we need to get Lisa Simpson out and Amber Dempsey back in. But this glorified crossing guard of a police chief won't get off his big fat can.
Is it okay if I open these potato chips?
Gentlemen, our prayers have been answered. Take a look at our little Miss Springfield's pageant application.
Roxy, bring in a bottle of champagne.
And some dip for these chips. Something.
Lisa Simpson is no longer Little Miss Springfield. She was stripped of her crown in a ceremony earlier today. Well, that's obviously the wrong footage. But it does seem the father of the deposed beauty queen, Homer Simpson, filled out the pageant application incorrectly. In the area under Do Not Write in This Space, he wrote, okay.
If it wasn't for me, it'd still be queen. You must hate me.
Dad, do you remember why you entered me in that pageant?
I don't know. Was I drunk?
Possibly. But the point is, you wanted me to feel better about myself. And I do.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Will you remember this the next time I wreck your life?
It's a deal.
And now, my exclusive interview with His Holiness, Pope John Paul II. That's it. I cannot work under these conditions. If anybody wants me, I'll be downstairs at McDougal's. Call the weekend guy. I don't care.